Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it and deliver. Robotbuildingsupplies.com.au. Master Builders Victoria membership provides free legal support. Join today from just $1.40 a day.
The Run Home with Andy and Gazy.
Great to have you with us this Friday afternoon. News just in from management that every SEN station right across the network, right across Australia, will be taking our quest to get to another World Cup against Peru starting 3:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time next Tuesday morning. It will be like so many of these games are when this team is front and centre, a chance for all Australian sports fans to unite. I've said this before and I'll say it again. No Australian sporting team unites Australia like our soccer team. No Australian sporting team does. This brings all Australians together. All. We can have a chat about that later on.
I don't disagree with you, Andy.
The man who's steering us through this campaign did beautifully the other night. He's got one massive hurdle to get over is Graeme Arnold, and he's been good enough to join us on the show. Graeme, thanks for joining us, mate. We appreciate it.
He did raise an eyebrow.
But we only have to go back in history and see one of the great moments and what this means. And you are on the cusp to have this opportunity yet again. And I'm sure it puts enormous pressure and expectation. But gee, it must be a bit of fun.
Oh, mate, it's fantastic. You know, like I know it's a big game, and we all know it's a big challenge against the South American nation, but we're up for the challenge, and we've had the past experiences during COVID when we couldn't get back in Australia to play our games here in Qatar. So it's like our second home. It's a home away from home, and the boys are in great spirits, and we're excited for the game.
Graeme, is all the time that you've been part of the team, whether in any, whether it be watching them as a commentator, playing for them or coaching them, is there something that runs true to the Australian football team? And that is, the bigger the challenge, the better they go, the harder they work, the more locked into the challenge they become?
Yeah, Andrew, that's, you know, something they've been driving since we got into camp, and bringing back the old Aussie DNA. I do feel that we've lost that in Australia compared to what it used to be in the days when we were playing sport, and we love the challenge with the backs to the wall stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, playing in an A-League competition in Australia where there's no relegation, that they don't know how to hurt when they lose. So, you know, getting back to that type of DNA of you kick, you fight, you scratch, you run to your drop and leave nothing on the park, and make sure that you have no regrets at the end of it.
And how's the preparation be in regards to the conditions? I know when you played the other night, it was a beautiful venue with air conditioning, climate control. But in a broader sense, is it tough? Because I can imagine it's a bit hot over there.
Well, mate, I won't joke around with you blokes like I joked around with the print journos the other day, where I said, no, it's mentally I'm trying to get into the player's brain, so I'm walking around in a tracksuit top to tell him that heat's not important. But, no, it is roasting. It's 45 degrees outside. But let me say, Andrew, guys, the stadiums are incredible. And, you know, this World Cup will be something very special because the fact that you've got six or seven stadiums within driving distance of each stadium for every game, that people could go and watch three games a day if they wanted. The stadiums are incredible. Air conditioned, mate, and I have to put a jacket on. It goes from 45 outside the stadium. You get off the bus, it's stinking hot. You walk inside and you've got to put a jacket on because and the fields are incredible.
And what about the support? What type of support is there going to be for this game? Is it something where you've got to draw on it within yourself and the group, or is there going to be what will the attendances be like, and who will they be supporting?
Well, yeah, like the other night against UAE, we probably had 200 fans, some expats that live here, and some people that had flown in from Australia or from Europe. For this game, I'm hearing that probably on the Australian side of it, it's not going to be much too much different, but it'll be interesting to see what Peru are doing. I'm hearing about 5,000 or 6,000 people, but you know that's a plus for us because you know Peru, a nation that wherever they play, or normally when they play in South America, it's 50, 60,000 people every time, where this will feel like an empty stadium for them, where we've gone right through our qualifiers, pretty much playing every away game in an empty stadium. So, you know, our boys are used to that. As I said, it's like a home away from home, and, you know, we're all excited for this game.
So, Graeme, have you got a couple of players within your team who you lean on to generate, you know, the emotion and the fire and the drive? Are there a couple? Yeah. I mean, you want it to come from every single one of them, obviously, but, you know, we have leadership groups and we have appointed leaders. Do you have a couple in your team who you lean on for that?
Yep, I probably have four or five leaders that I sit down with regularly, and we go through, obviously what it means, but their actions and their body language and their energy and how they train. For example, he's the quietest person you probably ever could meet. He doesn't say too much, but he's an action leader. You know, when he goes out in the field and he leads by example, it resonates with the rest of the players and the players follow him.
So when I'm glad you mentioned Aaron Moy, because he is all of that. You know him much better than we do, obviously. But when he basically starts tearing up checks for $180,000 a week, which is what he's doing to be part of your squad, he doesn't want to go back to China because he doesn't want to get trapped there.
Doesn't want to miss this.
This is the most important thing for him. How does that roll through the rest of the group?
Oh, like Aaron's the type of person that won't say too much, and I'm probably one of the only people that know the real kind of went meant to go back to Shanghai. His family had packed up, they were ready to go, and they couldn't get into China. And then he had contractual issues then with the club, and as you said, he's taken a massive hit, and he's given a massive sacrifice to the nation and to the team, and. There was only one thing he wanted, and that was to be here with us and to play these games and to qualify for a World Cup. So when the other players see that, and they know that they know Aaron's situation, they know he's had a tough 2 years. He's been in quarantine 8 times.
Oh,
jeez. 8 times, 14 days. And in China, it's 8 times, 14 days, quarantine, and then another 8 days, 8 times, 7 days, self-isolation before you're allowed out. So he's been through a hell of a time. But as you said, when he comes in with that type of hunger and commitment, and the players know that, they really not only appreciate it, it motivates them.
Hey, Graeme, when I'm up and we're going to get up and we're going to watch this and we're going to put on our gear and get right behind it, but as someone, well, let's be honest, someone of a little bit of the untrained eye, what are the things that you can encourage me to look at to know I can just be at ease?
We're on here.
Yeah. Is there a couple of things that you're focusing in on that we know that's going to give us the best chance?
Our best chance is the Aussie DNA. Right. The boys run, fight, kick against the South Americans and really play a physical game. I believe that type of thing will rattle those type of nations. The South American style is they like to play an attractive style of the game. They're very technically, individually very good. But we've got to get in their faces. We've got to make a fight of this, a war of this, and make sure that when we go out the pitch, we rattle them. And for me, we do that, then that's our best chance.
So, Graeme, when you say that, I think that's a fascinating answer, right? Because there'll be people who watch the global game and they want to play the beautiful game. They want to play the passing game. And I know you want to do that too. You want your players to be technically proficient, create opportunities and take the chances when they come. Of course you want that to happen. That goes without saying. But there'll be some people who'll go, listen to Arnie. He's talking the old thing. That's what we did 30 years ago. We've come past that. We should be better than that. How do you kind of respond to those sorts of criticisms that might come from a comment like that?
Well, it depends who it comes from. If it comes from the keyboard warriors, well, then, sorry, I don't listen at all. Everyone wants to play the Barcelona way or the Pep Guardiola way. And sometimes coaches don't have those players, and sometimes the coaches are only as good as the players they work with. The model that I have is playing players to their strengths, getting the maximum out of each player individually that will help the team, But also then, the work rate and the mentality has to be the most important thing, and that is you work your ass off for the nation, and you work that off for the rest of the players for us to be successful. Because if the opposition individually may be better, then we've got to find a way.
So the way is... So if you've got two players, right, two players for one position, and one of them might be slightly more technically proficient but doesn't have that, you know, won't go that extra yard. You've seen it over time, and tackle's got to come in, and you've got another, and the other bloke is a guy who might just be half a layer off that guy in terms of pure football talent, but will bust his ass to give you and his teammates. Is it a no-brainer who you're going to pick for a game like this?
Well, the ones who have great technique but don't have the work rate, you know, you can, against these type of teams, you can't defend with seven or eight players. You need all 10 players working defensively, as well as, obviously, their quality with the ball.
Yep.
If you've got two or three that don't do it, well, then, against these type of teams, against top teams, then you're going to... They'll end up exposing those weaknesses. So, for me, it's about, again, it's getting that player in that right mindset, but also getting the player on the field that will do that, because these type of games, you don't lose it in the first half. You know, so we've got to be competitive in the first half and come home strong.
Yeah. So how did you come through the UAE game? Did the clean bill of health and squad-wise going into, Monday night, your time, how are we looking in terms of what you had available to you last week?
Yeah, the boys have pulled up really well. And as I said, I haven't said it to you guys, but publicly, this is the first time I've been able to have the players for 7 days in a row together. Every other time during COVID, it was, players arrive Tuesday night, train Wednesday, play Thursday. Where this time I've been able to, for the first time in 3 years, have a friendly match against Jordan. We won that 2-1, but I thought that was probably 30% of what I expect from these boys. Against UAE, I thought we went up to 60, and I expect us to rise that even more against Peru. And it's just a matter of being able to get the boys on the training field and work with them as a unit and get some cohesion and some communication and then some belief. And I do believe that, over the past week, beating Jordan was a good start, and then it's built a lot of belief the way we played against the UAE, and we controlled that game, and now we go into this major game with a major final with a great mentality, belief and energy, and and I've got full belief in these boys that we'll get this job done.
Well, mate, we honestly, on behalf of every Australian sports fan, we wish you all the very best. It's a privilege to be able to have a chat to you.
Yes.
A couple of days out where everybody in this neck of the woods is right behind you, Blake. So all the best.
Mate, just before I go, I want a photo sent to me that Andrew Gaze is wearing a soccer shirt.
Yep.
Because we are the most popular football that we bring the nation together.
There you go.
Well, I think there are a few sports that do
it. I've got one. I don't know whether it'll feature, but I'll bring it in.
There are a few sports that do it, but certainly in these moments, it captures it all. And what's at stake is something very special.
Graham, I truly believe that. I grew up Aussie rules, but I truly believe that this is the team that the people who have come from the European nations over the journey, who soccer is their game, Gazy's basketball. Yep. But this is the team. This is the team when it's flying. This is the one team that brings us all together, I reckon.
Yeah, I agree totally. it's once every 4 years, that's when the nation becomes one instead of six.
It's true. Good luck, mate. We wish you all the very best.
Okay then, guys. Thank you.
Well done. Graham Arnold, coach of the Socceroos. Mm. A lot to look forward to. He said something really interesting there, and it goes to, it's a conversation we had in another time, not necessarily with him then, but the fact that there's no relegation in the A-League creates a level of comfort for players who are playing the A-League that they're not going down. They're not dropping out of the A-League. They're not dropping out of Division 1. So they don't, I think what he was saying was, the players who play in our National League, they don't play with a do-or-die mentality here. Because they know there's, well, who cares if we run last?
I'm we're still not so in, sure.
I reckon that's what he was saying.
Yeah, that, exactly what he's saying. I can understand the logic to that, but the pressure on the individuals, it's your job, it's your livelihood. There's a lot of there's a lot of expectation about going out and having to perform on a weekly basis.
No doubt.
Still there. But yeah, you're right. Without that relegation threat, that's clearly what this is, isn't it? You know, you
win in, lose, ta-da. Mm.
No, that's
ta-da,
true.
Ta-da, you're out. There's no tomorrow. So.
I'll tell you what, when you just watch it with our national team and just coming together as you go throughout the journey, there's some players that bob up that you don't always necessarily know a hell of a lot about.
No, absolutely. No, they're playing their trade in other parts of the world.
Catch your attention.
Well, in leagues that don't get a lot of publicity, or they're playing in the A-League, and unfortunately the A-League's going through the challenges that it's going through at the moment. So, look, whatever, and all of that, put it to the side on Tuesday morning, 4 o'clock, when the kickoff's on. We're all behind this team 100%. It's